Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the 808 Podcast, where we interview business owners, CEOs, marketing directors, whoever else I feel like. Four questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds because 808 looks like Bob. And here we go. Question number one, in a few sentences, tell me who you are and what do you do?
Hi, I'm Eric Rosen and I am Silicon Valley's witch doctor. When you finally realize what you're going to need to get into the C-suite or launch your next venture is some serious inner voodoo and not another executive coach, seek me out at badassrising.me because this is more than just a reboot of your mental and emotional operating system. It's an upgrade.
Love it, Eric. Question number two, what advice would you share? Go.
Well, a lot of people ask me, how do I bounce back from a setback and do it fast? And so I'm going to give you a technique here called perceptual positions. And this does involve eye closure, so make sure you're in a safe place to do this. It works very effectively, very quickly. And the kind of purpose of that, for our purposes here today, let's say that someone took credit for your idea in a team meeting at work. And that's a kind of mildly or moderately off-putting event. It's not like a big trauma. If you want to address that, then we need to do deeper work. So for something mild or moderately off-putting, like someone stealing your idea at work, perceptual positions will be absolutely amazing. Here's how it works. First, I'm going to ask you to have your eyes closed down, and I want you to take in a nice deep breath in through your nostrils to a count of four and out your mouth to a count of eight. So breathing in for four, and out for eight, and however you count is perfectly fine. Just maintain that 1-to-2 ratio, and this inhale for four, and this exhale for eight. In Hawaii, we call it ha breathing. Ha is the first syllable. It means breath in Hawaii. And so you're sitting down comfortably, and you have your eyes closed. And I want you to imagine yourself in that scene where your idea was put across as somebody else's. And I want you to see what you saw, hear what you heard, and feel what you felt. This is perceptual position A. So you're reliving the event through your own eyes. And I want you to gauge the negative feelings on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 is the most intense it could be. Now, chances are your number is somewhere between 3 and something less than 10. And so good, you're now in perceptual position A, and I'm going to ask you to go to position B. And what you do to go to position B is just float out of your body and take up a chair about 10 feet away and look back at your physical body having the experience. So welcome to position B. Engage that feeling on a scale of 0 to 10, and chances are your number is somewhat less than it was in position A. All very good. Now we're going to go to position C, and C is where you rise above it all, and you are 20 feet above looking down. You could see the top of your head. You could see the top of the other people's heads. You could see whatever was spread out on the table. And from this position C, above it all, gauge the feelings on that scale of 0 to 10. And chances are, it's even less than it was at position B. Well, this is good. Now we're going to cycle through it again. So come on back down to position A. And we are now most likely, as we see this through our own eyes, having a number that might be a little higher than it was at position C, is yet significantly lower than it was the last time you were in position A. And next, let's go over to position B and look back at our physical self having the experience. And chances are this number is significantly lower than it was the last time you were in position B. Fantastic. Next, let's go back up to position C. Look down on the scene, see the top of everybody's head, see what's on the table. And chances are you could very well be at 0 on that scale of 0 to 10. or maybe it's just a one at best. And so now we're going to come back down into position A. And chances are you're at zero in position A. And if you're not, you're probably somewhere between zero and two. Now, depending on how much time you have to do the process, you could probably, at somewhere between zero and two, plant your flag for victory and get on with your day. Otherwise, well, if you're at zero, again, plant your flag for victory. And so what's really cool about this perceptual positions process is that chances are somewhere in the cycling process, some piece of wisdom came to you that you were not aware of consciously when you started out. And that this piece of wisdom is some kind of a life lesson that will go with you everywhere you go from now on. So what a fantastic bonus.
Love it there. Hey, I'd love to say more of like how awesome that was, but we're at 2 minutes, 19 seconds. We got to keep going. Okay. Question number three, it is shout out time, go.
Okay, well, I'd like to give shout outs to Dr. Patrick Scott of the Heads Up Mental Health Clinic in Nevada. The Heads Up Clinic services some 20,000 patients. Also, I'd like to give a shout out to Dr. Matt James of Empowerment Inc. In 2022, Empowerment Inc. will have been training people in the field of neuro-linguistic programming for 40 years. They are my teachers and mentors, along with David Shepherd of the Performance Partnership in the UK. It's with their guidance in the ancient art of Hawaiian Huna and my having incorporated it into my client work that I've earned the moniker of Silicon Valley's Witch Doctor.
Love it there. Question number four, final fun question. Eric, tell me about your first sale.
Oh, this is meant to be a laugher. It was summer break. I'm home from college. It's 1980s Staten Island, New York. And I am schlepping Electrolux vacuum cleaners door to door in the blaring sun. I had to sweet talk my way into the house, dirty up the carpet some more than it already was, perform some demos, get some contracts signed, accept payment, and arrange delivery. And I can tell you that in those instances where I cleaned carpets without a sale, there was rage.
Yeah.
I managed to sell 9 machines that summer, and I learned the value of what we call patient perseverance. And in Hawaiian Huna, we refer to that as aho nui. Now, doesn't aho nui sound a lot nicer than patient perseverance?
Mm-hmm. It does. So, hey, Eric, you've got 38 seconds left. Promo time. Go for it.
Well, if you're looking to make that massive breakthrough and you know that executive coaching isn't the one that's going to get you there, seek me out at badassrising.me.
Perfect. Love it there. You pulled it off. 4 questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds. Eric, why is it 8 minutes and 8 seconds?
Because 808 looks like Bob.
Love it there. Your website, say it real quick.
Badassrising.me.
Perfect. It's in the description. It's magic. Eric, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome. And for everyone else watching or listening, I am legally required to tell you to like, share, comment, subscribe, thumbs up, ring the bell, whatever the heck the social media network tells you to do. You all have a wonderful day. And I'll talk to you later. Bye.